9. Tellisburg Harbor, Kingdom of Caris. Merlin wondered if Caleb realized he was slowly, rhythmically shifting his weight from foot to foot as he stood at dockside, surrounded by a storm of banners. Not to mention several score royal guardsmen, honor guards from both the Royal Carisian Navy and the Royal Carisian Marines, most of his royal council, the bejeweled ranks of what looked like at least half the House of Lords, a sizable delegation from the House of Commons, and every private citizen of his capital who could beg, borrow, buy, or steal a spot close enough to see the most momentous single arrival in Tellisburg in at least the past 50 years. As a proper bodyguard, Merlin stood impassively behind the youthful king, watching alertly for potential threats. It was, he reflected, as he listened to the harbor battery's saluting guns pounding out their welcome in spurts of smoke, a good thing no one had yet gotten around to perfecting the sort of artillery with which Seamount was beginning to experiment. A single howitzer shell in the middle of this dockside gathering would have had catastrophic consequences for the future history of Safehold. Of course, he thought with a sense of profound satisfaction as the oared tugs maneuvered the stately galleon flying the royal blue banner with the silver doom whale of Caris alongside the wharf, if the group of four only knew, what's actually about to land on this dock is going to have even more catastrophic consequences than that for someone. He was hard put to avoid breaking into an enormous grin as he watched Caleb. At this particular moment, the king's mind obviously wasn't on future political and military consequences, despite his commendable job of concentrating on those aspects of the proposed marriage when he'd presented it to Parliament. It was painfully clear that, for now at least, those consequences had taken second place in the thoughts of a very youthful bridegroom about to meet his bride for the very first time.